Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with the other host, my mom, Ballinger. Say hi, Mom Ballinger.
Hi, Mom Ballinger.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Yay.
Definitely tired.
Yes.
But
such is life.
But only 15 days till Christmas.
Happy then you can sleep.
Merry Christmas. I haven't edited my vlog today. I was going to be like, yeah, I never sleep because I'm editing my vlog. No, I don't.
You've been doing a whole lot of other things.
I've been like, my dad called me a Christmas elf the other day. And yes. I took it to heart, man. I am like all about it this year.
You are.
I'm getting on it.
You are. You helped me today.
I did. I'm just the best. Dog, what are you eating? He just seemed like he swallowed whatever he's chewing on.
Tim, can you go check
dad,
it out? He just put something in his mouth.
Drop it. Just take the toy away from him. He's eating it instead of spitting it
out. It's a rubber ball. He's chewing the ball
apart. Yeah, don't let him have the ball. Just throw it all away.
There we go.
It's not a podcast unless we
talk about dogs.
All right. So the first thing in the news today, YouTube Rewind happened. Do you have any idea what that is, Mom?
That was a long time ago, right? Where they talked about the year? Is it a recap of the year?
Yes, it's a recap of the year. And it happens every year. It wasn't a long time ago.
Oh, well, I feel like it was... I feel like I heard about it a couple years ago.
Yeah, and they do one every year. It's an annual thing.
Oh, I didn't hear about it last year, I think.
Yes. So, YouTube Rewind is YouTube, the company itself, puts out a YouTube video where they recap everything that's happened, every big trend that has happened on YouTube this year. Mm-hmm. And they usually have the like biggest YouTubers in the video. Well, people hated it this year. Absolutely hated it. And I'll just explain what happened in the video, because I watched it. It's pretty long, and it opened with the most famous YouTuber ever, the person that when you think YouTube,
Colleen.
No, Colleen wasn't in it.
Miranda.
Nope, she wasn't in it.
10 million subscribers.
Listen, you're ruining my joke.
Sorry.
The biggest YouTuber.
Okay.
Will Smith.
No.
I'm sorry, but
is he? I thought
he's
like
not.
PewDiePie or somebody like
that. Yeah, PewDiePie has the most subscribers. Yeah. But Will Smith has a YouTube channel, and he's all on he's on Instagram a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, he opened and closed YouTube Rewind. And then I was just like, okay, so this isn't about YouTube and YouTubers anymore. This is about just like names, I guess.
Yeah.
And so it's supposed to talk about the trims. I have absolutely no idea what any of the video was about.
Really?
Like, they did the floss. They talked about mukbangs. And, you know, there were YouTubers in it. I didn't know about half of them, but I usually don't, because YouTube's such a big platform. You can't know everybody. Yeah. There were obviously a lot of people missing. But in the middle of it, it turned in, like, because usually it's just like, flash, this is happening. Flash, this is happening. Flash, this is
That's
happening.
Cool, and
like,
it could be a
blah, 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 blah. Like, look who's here. Look who's there. And this year it was like, they were sitting around a campfire and they were like, we can decide what's on YouTube Rewind. And then they're in the middle of the whole video. They were like, guys, let's remember. And they started talking about problems with the world, which is a great topic. We should talk about it, but has absolutely nothing to do with YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like while we should talk about those issues and we should respect the people they were talking about to respect, I believe that they feel like YouTube just threw it in there to try and get points.
Maybe.
Like political correctness points, being like, we care about the issues of today. But it had nothing to do with YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube Rewind is supposed to be just this fun. Like, I know I sound like a terrible person being like, let's not talk about
We're talking about Rewind.
Yeah,
so
but
that's
I
what
took
you
it. In. Yeah, I took it as YouTube just trying to just make a grab that was just so. They were just. I didn't understand what it had to do with it, and I felt like it was very like, guys, let's talk about these issues so that we look really good. Like that's what I took it as, and I was like, none of those had. Like they talked about like refugees. That's a huge issue right now.
Yes,
and seeking asylum, it's a huge issue that we should talk about, but has absolutely nothing to do with YouTube. And so it just seemed so weird and out of place. And they're like, let's hear it for the working moms. And I was like, what is I don't get it. Like, yeah, cheers, working moms. But what does this have to do with YouTube Rewind?
Yeah.
And the whole thing just seemed very off to me. I've never been a fan of YouTube Rewind because, again, I don't know half the people in it and I don't get half the jokes because YouTube is such a big platform. But this year, I literally had no clue what was going on.
They could do a... Just a thought, because everyone wants to hear my ideas.
Yes.
Especially you two. They could do a Rewind in the comedy genre.
Yeah.
And then in the, you know, the
gaming era.
The gaming era.
The DIY, the beauty. But they are trying to mash it all. So this is the first. Joey wasn't invited to do it. Colleen and Joey, who have both been in
what
YouTube Rewind, weren't invited. Joey was like, I think it's just usually it's like you get 1 second of your favorite YouTuber, and it's just like, and people are like, we want more. So I think they were trying to focus on just a handful of them this year, but there still were, like, Gabby's part was only a second long. There was only a handful that got full FaceTime, but there were just a bunch of 1 second shots of people.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I think Joey just might have been being politically correct and saying like,
well, he's a nice guy,
because but they didn't invite a lot of people this, I don't know, the whole thing just weird.
Have you ever thought of doing a year rewind, like looking, that would take a lot of time.
That would take a lot
going
of time
back
for
through
me.
All your videos.
I think I've done one before.
Have you?
But not like an epic thing like they do, a full production.
Gotcha.
But the I saw, oh, and there were also randomly talk show hosts in it.
Really?
Like, just doing random dance moves.
Like, TV talk show?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they put their clips from their shows on YouTube, but they aren't YouTubers.
Yeah. It should be YouTube creators.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not, I was just like, it was YouTube being like, look how famous we are. We care. That's what I got from it. That's what I got from the whole thing. Like, we're famous, but we care. That's what I felt it was. And it was just like...
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I know. But my favorite tweet I saw was from Amy at Colleen's Grande. She tweeted, the best part of YouTube Rewind was the amount of dislikes. It has 2 million likes and 6 million dislikes.
Whoa.
And, like, I get it. Like, no one is ever going to be completely satisfied with it because, like, one of your favorites probably didn't make it in, or there wasn't enough time.
Well, that's not a reason to dislike.
I feel like those people just didn't like it this year at all.
Yeah.
And because, like, it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll see those dislikes and go, okay, we'll change it back next year or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seemed very, whatever. I'm going to move past it before
Please
I say something
do.
Wrong. So, this is a cool thing. It has nothing to do with the internet, but I saw it and I was like, the first baby was born following a uterus transplant from a deceased donor. That's so cool, right?
So, all those things in there are cool that you just said. There's more than one
thing.
Except
the deceased thing.
Yeah.
So apparently this woman passed away in 2016, but her organs were still usable,
viable,
and she was an organ donor. So they took her uterus and stuck it in another lady. And then 2 years later, she got pregnant and had a baby. And that's
so amazing.
Awesome. I freaking love science.
That is amazing.
That's awesome. I thought that was so cool. And the baby's healthy. And it's just like, that's
wow. Talking about dreams coming true.
Yeah, I'm an organ donor. I hope that if something I don't hope something happens to me, but I hope that if something tragic, my organs would be able to be used.
Same.
To like do stuff. Like, that's so cool. You see all the stories about people, like their heart, like people like going to listen to their kid's heartbeat in another person's body. Like, I tear up every time I see one of those. Yes. I'm like, yes, his heart will beat on.
And there's so many organs in you that are usable. Your eyeballs, everything.
Literally,
skin,
only thing. Yeah.
Everything.
Your bone marrow.
Yep.
Your whole body could be used to save like 20 other people.
Yep.
20 different people. You could do it. All of it. Just, I'd have never got when people aren't organ donors.
It's okay. We're not all the same.
I know.
It could be a religious thing.
It could be, yes. Okay. If it's a religious thing. You do your religion, as long as it makes you a good person, you do you.
Somebody may just creep out about the idea, and that's okay.
Okay. There are some people who donate their bodies to science for scientific research.
Yes.
We need that.
If they need that for my brain, or why was she that way? You know, go for it.
You know, this is why we should stay healthy.
Yes.
You know how you can stay healthy, Mom? By taking a multivitamin, which leads us to a spot. I got her. You guys should have seen the look on her face. She was like, where are you going with this?
Where's she
going? We have a sponsor. A sponsor. We've talked about them before. It is Ritual. It's a multivitamin for women that has only 9 essential nutrients that most women lack. You don't need a bunch of extra stuff in your vitamins.
You
just need this 9 essential thing. It's for women. It's 2 capsules a day. And you don't have to take them with food, which has been my favorite part.
And they are cool looking.
They are cool looking. I forgot. We talked about that last time.
Those are awesome.
They're really fun. But you can take them without food because they won't upset your stomach, which is great. And, you know, you shouldn't really be eating things that make you feel sick.
Right.
I realized that. I was like, yeah, they don't upset your stomach. And then I was like, wait, why would I put something in my body that did upset my stomach? And it's a minty fresh flavor instead of that gross fishy flavor that ruins your burps the rest of the day. Makes them the worst things in your life.
Yes.
And if I love it, you know that means that they're vegan friendly. Of course, they're also sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free. So all their ingredients and sources are there for you to see. There's no secrets. It's good for you. You know, we lack stuff.
We do.
We do. We lack a lot of stuff, and it's there to fill those gaps. Gaps? Fill them up.
Yes, sir.
Keep yourself healthy.
Yes.
It's all delivered to your door every month. It's easy to hit the snooze if you like forgot to take them for a week and you're like, I don't need a new bottle right away. You can definitely delay it. And it's only $1 a day to get what your body needs. So if you want to add some good looking science into your daily routine, keep yourself healthy, not just for you, but maybe for future other people. That's weird to say. Visit ritual.com/allthingsinternet to start today. That's Ritual, ritual.com/allthingsinternet, the name of the show, to get, you know, what your body needs.
Yes.
What does your body need, Mom? 9 essential vitamins, that's what.
This does say, Words to come out of my mouth that makes
sense.
My
mom is struggling with speaking today.
I am.
I don't know how many times she said, were those English?
What was that? Were those English?
I just maybe, Mom. Just maybe. Sharon and my dad were looking for a lid, and I think he said lid like 60 times, and she just never said anything that was close to lid, but he knew he was searching for a lid.
Oh,
you don't even know.
No.
So Demi Lovato tweeted for the first time since her overdose, because she's out. She's out of rehab now.
Good.
She looks like she's doing well.
Yay.
But she tweeted because she got nominated for a Grammy with Christina Aguilera, with a song she did with Christina Aguilera. So that was cool. I feel like that was the fast tweet worthy.
Someone's taking after her mother.
Oh, they need to study more brains. So we can fix whatever speech impediment we have.
I think our brains go faster than our mouths.
I think so too, but also sometimes my brain just doesn't work.
Well, I won't admit that.
Yeah, same. More like, what makes us sound smart so that people don't think we're dumb?
Oh, our brains are just
too
fast.
Our brains are just
too
smart, guys. Our mouths just can't keep up.
Our thoughts just go faster than our mouths.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Lily, aka Superwoman, started posting again. She took that break from YouTube.
Yeah.
She was posting on other things like social medias and stuff, but she took a break from YouTube, and now she's doing her annual 12 Days of Collabmas. So that was fun. I watched her one with James Charles. They did a remix of Freaky Friday, and I thought it was good. And I think that's, okay, she likes to do elaborate productions, mm-hmm, and I think she needed to take a break so that she could do them.
Yeah.
Because when you're having just to bust out stuff and it's not up to your standards,
yeah,
it's hard. So I think she's able to produce stuff to her standards again, which is great.
Yeah.
It's good to see. Speaking of Grammy nominations, a story ago, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande. I skipped a line when I was reading.
That's all right.
Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and Beyonce got nominated for stuff. They got nominated for Grammys, but not for obvious things like Album of the Year, mm-hmm, Record of the Year, or Song of the Year. I've never understood award shows. Like, I'm like, who's coming up with this stuff? Because I would think it would all be based off of selling. Like, who sold the most, then you win.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I guess not, because I guess, like, if you want up-and-coming people to start winning things. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't get it. I've never understood it. It feels like it's all a political game. Like, who's friends with who, you know? In another award show news, Kevin Hart had to step down from hosting the Oscars, mm-hmm, because people found anti-gay tweets that he made a while ago. Mm. And I've seen a couple different people speak out about it. Obviously, those tweets are wrong,
right,
and you shouldn't do them. But then a lot of people... Was it Kinsley? Yeah, I think he said, like, we're never going to move past and, like, create a better future if we keep dragging people's, yes, past along with it. Because Kevin Hart has, since those tweets, before even the Oscar thing came up, has come out and been like, I used to make those jokes. They weren't funny. Like, I respect, mm-hmm, all people. You do you, man. Like, so before he got bashed by, mm-hmm, people for hosting the Oscars, he'd already, like, been like, that stuff I did in the past wasn't cool, and he's already apologized. And now he's getting it thrown in his face.
And I'm like, if he was still saying that stuff,
I'd be like, that's, yes, not cool. Or if he, yeah, had never mentioned that stuff and, like, never really apologized. But he has, before even people made him, yeah, he has been like, yeah, that stuff wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I've said bad stuff, not anti-gay stuff, but, like, things that aren't politically correct now, right, I've said in the past, and I don't agree with them anymore. But, mm-hmm, if people brought that up, I'd be like, that's not who I am today.
Right.
I don't agree with that stuff. But if people were like, well, you can't do things in your life because one time what, right, was politically correct then isn't politically correct now, but you said it then,
yeah,
I'd be like, I'd get frustrated.
Yeah.
So he stepped down from the Oscars, which I think was the only thing he could do,
yeah,
just because, I mean, but yeah, it's a good point. Like, we can't move forward if we keep
dragging up the past.
Yeah, and it's like,
learn from it and move on.
And also, guys, delete your old tweets. Say it once, I'll say it again. Delete your old stuff. There's people you can hire to do it. I learned that. I didn't hire one.
Yeah.
But it's just...
Now, if you delete a tweet, then people have saved your tweet, can't...
If they've screenshotted it.
Yeah.
But you can always say it's Photoshopped.
Oh, but then you'd be lying.
That is true.
Don't want to lie.
But they have no proof. Speaking of offensive, there was a writer for The Cut who wrote about Nick Jonas and Priyanka. I feel like that's her name. Priyanka,
his wife.
She wrote about their wedding, and she was,
yes,
so rude. You read about this?
Yes, I did.
She was like,
my mouth was just dropped.
She was racist. What? She was ageist. She was all the things. And she, yeah, said that Priyanka was a scam artist. Who, like,
so
tricked Nick into marrying her. And all of it seemed like she was the most uneducated. The most uneducated person on the planet, because Priyanka is way more famous.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in Hollywood, but, mm-hmm, in the rest of the world, she's way more famous and I think has more money. Why? She was acting, yeah, like she's just some girl on the street who's trying to look for fame. So she tricked him into marrying her, mm, when that's, it was just so stupid. Mm. What did you read about it? Just the same thing?
Pretty much the same thing, but I didn't put a lot of time into it. I just went, wow, why would someone do that?
She just sounded like a jealous girl who wanted to marry Nick Jonas.
That's what
so
I was
she was
say,
like,
but I thought, no, I'm
she's
wrong.
She's stupid. And I was just like, come on. Like, they clearly love each other. They just, yeah, had a beautiful celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the pictures from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is your problem? Like,
what
I don't,
is the problem?
I've never known either of them. Like, I was never a Jonas Brothers fan or anything, but he's always seemed like a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew who she was, but now I looked into her and, yeah, she seems like a great person. I'm like, What do you care?
Yeah.
They just, yep. They seem happy. They seem nice. Yeah. Who cares? I hate. I was in the grocery store today and I looked over and saw like Melania Trump versus Michelle Obama feud, like the tabloid stuff that was just making it up.
Oh,
and I was like, this is stupid. And I hid it behind some magazine and that said Jennifer Aniston said that therapy has helped her. And I was like, well, at least that's pro therapy. So let's put that in front. I'm just so sick of people like just stirring up drama for no reason, you know?
Yes, I do know.
So I saw the best tweet this week.
Let's hear it.
It said this chick heard a fifth grader talking to a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth grader was like, Santa isn't real and neither is the shelf on the elf. The elf on the shelf. Wow. Gosh darn
she's
it.
In her defense, she has spent the day with me. So.
I have spent the day reorganizing my mother's words in my head to make them real sentences. And doing so has ruined my words.
It's rewired her head.
I'm so, just whatever I say, mix it, switch it with the other words, and then you'll get there.
With the right words,
oh,
right?
God. Anyway, this God.
I'm sorry.
She told me, she's like, I'm going to mess up my words during this podcast. It's like, it's okay, I'll make fun of you. And then it's been reversed. Naturally, it's reversed. Anyway, a fifth grader told the 7-year-old that Santa isn't real. Neither is the elf on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And the 7-year-old, like, he's like, then how does the elf move? Like, because the elf moves shelves. And he was like, the fifth grader was like, well, your mom does it when you're asleep. And the 7-year-old goes, now I know you're lying. My mom is way too tired to do that.
That's great.
It was awesome.
Yes.
Okay, this one I think is hilarious. PETA doesn't want us to use anti-animal language anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying kill two birds with one stone, it's feed two birds with one scone.
Oh, no.
And instead of be a guinea pig, be the test tube.
No.
Instead of beat a dead horse, feed a fed horse.
Gosh.
Bring home the bacon, bring home the bagels. And then instead of take the bull by the horns, it's take the flower by the thorns. They tweeted this being like, we're in the middle of a...
Well, what about the flower?
Right? That's anti-flower.
They're going to talk...
That's anti-bagels.
Yes.
That's anti-overfeeding a horse. It's anti-test tubes. They tweeted this and they were like, we are in the era that think times are changing and we need to be more politically correct and not be so offensive. So let's not be offensive to animals. And they're like, vegans unite. And I'm like, okay, listen.
Yeah.
As a vegan, this is stupid. You can't use anti-racial, anti-gay slurs because it's offensive to those people.
Beings. Yes.
To the humans. Animals, I could say, don't beat a dead horse in front of the horse, and the horse wouldn't know what in the world I was saying. That doesn't mean you can offend people in other languages. That just means that that's not offensive to a horse because a horse just wants your carrot. Just wants to run free. I saw this and I thought it was a joke.
They just taken,
PETA,
things get taken too far.
PETA definitely, like, they're kind of crazy and it sucks that, like, that's, like,
yeah.
There's just so much where I'm like, okay, everyone just, calm,
just down. Calm
down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So that one was hilarious. And I saw someone tweet, I heard someone say, feed two birds with one scone. Oh my God, PETA has legs. It's like, no, I will not. Because even they're like, don't be. And then Dad sent me a similar article that said, don't offend vegans. Don't use anti-animal slurs or whatever. And I was like, what vegans are getting offended by this? Like, guess what? Bagels, sometimes they're made with egg, butter.
Yeah.
So,
hey.
Would I be offended?
Hey.
Should I be offended when they say, bring home the bagels?
Hey.
But I do think that's a little more relevant because right now the saying is, let's get that bread, which is like, let's go get money. So let's get that bread. So if you're bringing home the bagels, you brought home like the best bread, bro. I'm like, but yeah, I don't know. The whole thing seems weird to me.
Yeah.
I'm not offended. I'm not offended when people eat meat in front of me or talk about meat. Like, that's their life choice.
Yes.
And I live my life and hopefully I live by a good example. And so if people do have questions, if I'm happy to answer, mm-hmm. and I feel like I live a happy life, so maybe that's, maybe my life choices could be looked at as a way to do life. But like, I'm not going to scream at people. I think that's the worst.
Yeah.
I saw someone post a picture of a cute child and the caption was "say cheese," and someone got mad and they said you should say vegan cheese.
Oh, please.
I just, vegan cheese isn't good, guys.
It doesn't melt.
It's not good. You don't want to say vegan. The reason you say cheese is because it makes your cheese. Makes your face go yep. into a smile mode. It's not because you're excited to eat cheese.
You're right. Although I always am.
So say vegan cheese does not make your mouth smile very fast.
No, because in your mouth, if you do it, try it, guys. And look in the mirror. Nope. Vegan. That doesn't look right. I don't want a picture of that. It's kind of duck lip.
Vegan cheese. You got some boomerang that. In another crazy news, a Nebraska principal banned candy canes because the shape is a J for Jesus. Dad sent me this article, actually.
Did he?
Yeah. And which is it's just crazy. But I read into it more. And this principal banned all Christmas things. So they were allowed to use penguins and snowmen and hot chocolate for decorations. And that's it. They weren't allowed to do anything else that had to do with Christmas because it was offensive.
Hmm.
And the principal got put on administrative leave immediately. And the school board, like the city or whatever, was like, that is not how we stand. That
yes.
is insane. So Trent just walked in. My mom is doing a whisper sign to him.
Shh. With my finger up to my mouth.
But yeah, but like, you can't ban Christmas. Why don't we just incorporate all the holidays instead of banning them, you know?
Because
like
that would insult the other ones.
Why? That's what I don't get.
No,
like,
I know. I'm just saying.
I talked about this the other day with my cousin. We were like, why? There are religions that are very similar, and then people are willing to like kill each other over that. The little differences that they have. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why? If it's not hurting anyone for this person to believe this thing, why is this so bad? Like, I'm down to celebrate Hanukkah too. Like, I'm down, like, let's put some Hanukkah. Like, I don't get why people are, let's like celebrate all of it, man. Just celebrate all of it. If someone's celebrating a religious holiday, doesn't hurt anybody and it only spreads joy.
Believe in it, you don't have to
celebrate
it.
If you don't believe in it, don't. Great. Do whatever you want. Believe what you want to believe. But, like, if it's not hurting one, why do you care? That's just my thing. I'm down for saying happy holidays because I do want to be inclusive because I'm cool with all of them. I'm like, yeah, happy holidays. So many holidays right now, bro. Let's happy this up. But I'm also fine with saying Merry Christmas.
Right.
If someone said Happy Hanukkah to me, I'd be like, yeah, Happy Hanukkah. Let's do this. Like, I don't know. No one has ever said Happy Kwanzaa to me, and I'm just waiting for the day because I'm
Rachel?
All up in that.
Happy
don't
Kwanzaa?
Say it's not Kwanzaa yet, Mom.
Oh, man.
You gotta wait for Kwanzaa. This is Sunday night. I think this is the last night of Hanukkah.
Ooh, is it?
I think so. I think all the candles have been lit.
Okay.
All right.
From the menorah.
Of the menorah. We're learning. I'm learning. Just like, eat candy canes. That's the moral of the story. They're good. They taste good. But they are a sticky mess.
They are sticky.
Because you can't unwrap it all at once or else you're holding a sticky candy. But then when you unwrap it a little bit, then you like start to eat plastic.
The plastic gets all sticky.
Yeah, and then
you
don't want to touch the plastic. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh, man.
It's a whole thing. So Hillary Duff, the blast from the past in my day of life, says there have been conversations about a Lizzie McGuire revival.
Whoa.
That is some great news.
I bet you and Colleen are so excited.
I haven't talked to Colleen about it. I found out about it this morning.
Really?
When I was researching for the podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, someone interviewed her and they're like, how do you feel about a Lizzie McGuire revival? And she goes, well, we've been having conversations about it. And she's like, I don't want to get anyone's hopes up because it's still just a conversation. Mm-hmm. But she sounded pretty like she wants it to happen.
Nice.
Because she loved the character. And she wasn't like, she wanted a new version of it to happen. Like, she wants to play Lizzie McGuire.
Oh my goodness. As a teenager or as
no,
a grown
like
up?
As who she, like
who she is now.
Like, has aged appropriately.
Right.
And not, yeah, that would be weird if she played it.
That
oh
would
my
be
God.
Weird.
Did you didn't. You know Life Size with Tyra Banks.
Oh, no.
With Lindsay Lohan?
No.
Where the doll Eve comes to life.
Oh, I think I've heard of it, but I couldn't watch it. It was, I just couldn't.
I'm very disappointed in you.
I just couldn't watch it, I think.
They made a new one, and it was terrible. But the way they made it, it wasn't for kids today. It felt like it was for the people who watched the first one.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, I don't know. It was, I loved it, though.
Oh, I couldn't sit through the first one.
I can't believe you haven't watched it.
Because if I don't like something, I just go do something in another room.
That's true. You do.
So, yeah, there's better things to do with my time than sit and watch something I don't want to watch.
So rude, Mom. I feel like there's so much you don't know about me. But it's awesome. I hope there's a revival because I would be down to see that. I would be down to see the same campy acting. I'm so excited for it. You know what else I'm excited for, Mom?
Tell me.
Another sponsor.
Yes, so am I.
I'm actually really excited about this.
This one's a great.
This is great. This is Storyworth, and I didn't know what it was until they talked to me, and I think it's an awesome idea. So what it is, it's a website that brings your family together. that's what it is. So you purchase a subscription, and then you give it to someone. You're buying someone else this gift. So what it is Storyworth once a week emails the person a question, and it's a prompt, basically an essay prompt, and then about their life. They're like, it's a bunch of different questions, and every once a week you get a new one, and then the person replies to that question, whatever, with a story that it's asked for via email, or you can do it over the phone. Mm-hmm. And then they can send that story to their friends or whoever's on the receiving list, because you can decide. And then at the end of the year, they take all those stories and they put it into a book.
That's amazing.
And so it's like a hardcover book that you get. And it's awesome for like families who live far away and don't get to see each other a lot. Like there's a lot of people whose grandparents live so far from them and they want to hear their grandparents' stories and like different things. And there's a lot of stories you just haven't told.
Or their parents.
Yeah, their parents. She's prompting me because she knows I gifted this to my dad, but we'll talk about that later. So it's a great way to preserve your memories and learn more about your family, because I know there are so many stories I never got to hear from my grandparents, and I never will hear, and like they're just kind of like forgotten over time and stuff. So, and now I love that my siblings and I, we all record our lives, like we film our lives, but that wasn't really the thing back in the day, you know. So this is a great way to keep it going. And you can add photos on the website. So you can, you know, be like, back when I was 10, and you can add a photo from when you were 10.
Well, it's great for the people who are writing them, too, because it'll stir memories that they that have been suppressed or forgotten. And you can come up with this really joyous memories that you had forgotten by the wayside. You know,
yeah. And like, it's not like you remember. You're like, oh, I should definitely tell people about like my first job. But like, that is really cool to hear about. And like, you might not think it's interesting, but someone else might think it's super interesting.
Do you know my first job?
But I don't want to say it because it's like a bank question.
No,
security.
It was not.
No, I'm saying like bank security questions are like, what's your mom's first job?
I don't want to say it. Okay.
But you can have an unlimited amount of people receive the stories that that the person writes. You can save and edit them all on Storyworth.com. It's totally safe, private, insecure. They're not like, no one else is reading the data except you. And also, who is
on your list?
No one wants, like, Mike, I'm not going to go hack it to see what someone else's grandparents said. That's it. So they gave me a free account to gift someone. So I gifted it for my dad. Because I realized dad's more of the quiet type. You might disagree because you're married to him. But I feel like everyone
in the family is quiet.
Yeah. I feel he tells the least amount of stories. And
he's full of them, though.
He grew up with four other siblings, all of them within 5 years of each other. Like, five kids in 5 years is what my grandma had. I want to know all the stories about him.
And I feel like there's stories about his parents and his grandparents.
I want to hear about those stories, and I want to remember them, and I want them to always be like passed on. Like, your mom's super into genealogy. I was talking to my mom. I was like, she would have loved if this was around for her to hear the stories from everyone else.
And another good thing is you said that they can tell someone on the phone, and that person will write down.
Storyworth writes it down, so she could.
The eyesight tends to go when you're older, and you can't write your own story or.
Yeah,
so that is fantastic.
I think this is cool. My whole family loves we love going back and watching our vlogs and like we love learning things and hearing stories about stuff and how different things used to be. And you know, it's fun to imagine like your grandparents being young or your parents being young. Sorry, Mom.
I was young once.
So, like, yeah, I want to hear about my dad's first job and stuff like that. I've never, like, I love my dad. I know so much about my dad, but I know there are so many stories he hasn't told me.
Yes.
I mean, I was the youngest of four. Like, well, by the time I got
maybe
around,
got tired he was
just, he's just exhausted, man. By the time I came around, he's just, like, trying to keep us alive. He had no time to sit us down and tell us stories of the good old days. But now he has time. So if you want to get this for someone for the holidays, which I think would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, you never, you might not want to hear the stories now, but maybe... down the road, you're going to be like, oh, I wish I knew more about that person. Or like, I wish I knew these stories. So for $20 off, you can visit storyworth.com/allthingsinternet to get, you know, $20 off. That's Storyworth. It's Storyworth. It's worth it, guys. You're worth it. The stories are worth it.
Great now, Christmas gift, too.
It is. All Things Internet, $20 off. Get it.
Knew it.
Get it. All right, last story we have for today. Well, actually, my mom has some, but I have one more.
Okay, well, let's just hear yours first.
Google and Levi's joined up to make a smart jacket.
Oh, okay.
That will warn you if you're about to leave your phone behind.
I need that so much.
This is what we are doing with our technology, people.
No, I don't need this.
There are great things like babies being born from a transplant in uterus. And then, you know, your jacket will tell you if you're going to leave your phone behind.
You left your phone.
I mean, if you, by the time you get to your car, you realize you've left your phone.
Because you always plug your phone in it in your car.
So, I mean, I don't think I need this like $300 jacket. But
how do you wash that?
It looks like it's a little clip you attach. It attaches, so but it's already attached.
What?
It might be. I don't know. It's hopefully it's waterproof.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, because if it's a jacket, it'd have to be because of rain.
Yeah, but you got to stick it in the dryer. Is it air dry or what do you do?
I don't even know. I don't really wash jackets. Do I stink? You can't smell things. I'll ask someone who can smell.
No, you don't stink.
What's your stories, Mom?
Well, I'm really excited because guess what's on explore.org? Not sponsored.
Oh, my gosh. What? If they don't sponsor us by the end of next year, I quit.
No. We don't want them to sponsor us. It's because they do things so amazing. They're not going to give us money.
You know what? You're right.
I don't want their money.
It's our charity.
Yeah.
And
I'll say the word wrong. Forgive me, people. Peregrine Falcons.
You're looking weird. Well, because you said
Peregrine Falcons.
Falcons or Falcons?
Falcons. Peregrine.
Like Falcon Punch from Smash Bros?
No, it's a bird. What?
Oh.
It's a bird.
Never mind. Okay. You played Smash Bros.
Yeah, but I don't remember a falcon in it.
It's falcon. The word's falcon. There you go. I just had to get you there, Mom. I just had to get you there.
Peregrine Falcons. They're
falcons.
They have live cams of them.
It's a type of bird.
Yes. There's. Yes.
Look at me.
They have a live cam out on our channel islands because they.
Do they use our channel islands a lot?
For eagles and falcons, yes.
You said it right. Now say the whole word together.
No. But wait, I'm going to tell you about another one. They are on the Trans-American skyscraper in downtown Baltimore. Barb and Bob are their names, the falcons.
Oh, name them. What lovely old people names.
And inside someone's office, they have their camera set up and you can watch them. They've just now come back and you can watch them build their nest, lay their eggs. You see the
babies.
That's
cool.
Hatch and just like you do the eagles.
That's so cool.
I don't know. That was exciting.
The
to
Paragon
me.
Falcon.
Peregrine.
Peregrine Falcon. Peregrine.
P-E-R-E-G-R-I-N-E.
Peregrine.
Dad knows how to say it. Anyway,
where is he? All right,
he's in the backyard. And there was one more thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The flat-tailed house gecko can not only stick to walls and glide through the air.
Is this just a random fact about a gecko?
This is amazing. No, if you listen to the whole story, don't judge me, Rachel.
I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing.
They can not only stick to walls and glide through the air, but they can run on water. What even? This discovery, this is what I read. This discovery of the combination of techniques the reptile uses to race across water could one day lead to robots capable of the same feats. And, wait, not only can bristles on its toes help to climb walls and hang from ceilings, it glides through the water with these web feet and skin flaps. They're kind of like superheroes. Every time they study them, they learn something new.
Don't say skin flaps.
I think that's so cool.
It is cool.
They're learning new things. You're never just... too old. Or you, when you think you know everything.
Oh, you never know anything.
Bam. You learn something new.
Never say, no. You're never done learning.
Those are my exciting two things that I found.
I was not expecting the second one.
Yeah, I didn't tell you beforehand.
No, you didn't. All right. So that's it for the news. Mm-hmm. But I thought, I don't think on this we've ever done tongue twisters before.
Oh, this is a great night for you and I to do tongue twisters,
Rachel.
It's going
to be great.
We're not even going to say them right the first time.
Fantastic. I feel like we've done tongue twisters before. We've had to have.
I don't know.
Because I know you can say Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, a peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where are the pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
But see, you read it.
Yeah.
It's easier when you read them.
Well, I have the computer in front of me, do you?
Memorize them and have to say them. Or someone says,
yeah,
say this.
Yeah, I like the whole memorization because then it's just like I have to memorize something. That's the real difficulty for me.
Mine, no, it, well, it can be a short verse,
yeah, the short ones.
Sentence and say it, but you still will mess up on it. But if you read it, it's easier. For me, anyway.
And I don't like when they don't make sense. We've talked about this before.
I remember, yeah. Way back in the...
Flies fly, but a fly flies. That's not a tongue twister.
Flies fly, but a fly fly. No, that's not.
That's the stupidest... Some people don't understand what tongue twisters are. Like, you're stupid.
What did Dad say earlier? Say that five times fast. Fluff on the floor?
There's fluff on the floor.
Fluff on the floor.
Or the fluff on the floor. Fluff on the floor. Fluff on the floor. That's not hard to say.
Fluff on the floor.
She sells seashells down by the seashore.
She sells seashells.
No.
I have to read it.
She sells seashells down by the seashore. We used to do that as a warm-up in theater. That's why I can say it.
She sells.
Hold on. I'm going to film this because I'm vlogging.
Oh, man. This is terrible.
Okay. Tongue twister. Go.
Now you're going to make me laugh.
I'll say it again. Take your moment. See. Ready?
Can you?
She sells seashells down by the seashore.
She?
That is, no, you have to say it fast. You can't just randomly.
You don't have to say the first word fast. Who made up these rules?
They're the tongue twister.
I'll say the rest fast.
Okay.
She sells.
No, what are you doing? You can't take these pauses. I don't understand.
I can't do this. No, not gonna happen.
All right. I saw Susie sitting on a shoe shine shop. Wait, hold on. I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop.
I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop. Yes.
Okay, you did that one better than me. Can you can a can as a canner can a can?
I can't remember all those words.
That's just saying can a bunch. That's not a type. That's just saying can a billion times. If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? Okay, I get it. If a
I've
dog chews
before.
Shoes.
If a dog chews shoes.
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes
now,
does he choose?
Can I just read it?
Can you see? No, I can't move the laptop because it's plugged into the thing. A dog?
A dog.
No. If a dog.
If a dog. I'm saying it fast like you told me to.
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he chew? Choose. I don't know which one. Is it shoes? So if a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
If a dog.
She's pointing to the ground. I'm still filming this for my vlog, just so you know.
I'm trying to make it into a story so I can remember it in my head.
Is that your issue?
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes is he going to choose?
There you go.
It?
That was fine.
Okay, see if I make it
closer.
A real thing, it'll work.
I thought of thinking of thanking you. What?
I thought of thinking of thanking you.
That doesn't even make sense. I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
Your Irish?
Yeah, wrist watch.
That wrist.
Just watch say Irish is... wristwatch. I can't even say it.
Irish wristwatch.
Slow it down and looked at her watch.
Oh my goodness.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the best game we've ever played on this. Tongue twisters for the win. All right, let's move on to questions, Mom, before you pee your pants. All right. So, Luidia, of course, she always asks questions, asked what our least favorite genre of music is. I'm going country.
I am going
country or opera.
Okay.
I can do a nice classical in the background.
There's some country that works.
Yeah. No. I really don't like country music. If you do, that's totally cool. You do you.
I don't like the screaming rock. Oh, yeah. Screaming.
It's like heavy metal.
It's not like Led Zeppelin screaming. No. It's different. Like, screaming. It's like Led Zeppelin's okay. Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
The head banging.
Yeah.
She headbanged. That's what she did. That was her description for an audio media.
I knew what you was a headbang. What I was talking about.
All right. Okay. I feel that.
But most music I love. I can enjoy all kinds of music.
Yeah, it depends on my mood. But I've never been in the mood for opera or country or.
I've been listening to waltzes lately. I know I'm old.
To waltzes?
Waltzes, yeah.
You know what? Isn't that strange, Mom? You do you. You play piano.
And I learned.
And that's in your head.
Yeah, it is.
Like, my cousin Stephanie is dating a guy who's a pianist, mm-hmm. and she was a ballerina. And so their middle ground, like, when they first started dating was, like, classical music. Like, they had that in common because while it wasn't the same hobby,
right,
it had the same middle ground. So I get it. It's rooted in you. Skandia says, do you ever get mad at someone for no reason?
Absolutely.
No, I'm not a teenage girl. Or boy.
There's no reason. There's a reason in your head, even if it's
because
you had a dream about that person. You can get...
No, you should not get mad at them.
I know that, but
I don't get mad. I can get annoyed. Like, okay, someone can just start annoying me for no reason. Like, everything they do is just annoying. I'm not mad at them, but I'm just like, oh my God, I need to get away from them.
Right.
So getting mad at someone for no reason, I did that maybe in high school.
Yes.
But it
takes a lot to be mad at somebody.
Yeah, I can definitely be annoyed for no reason. But there is a reason. I'm hungry or I'm tired or I am slightly annoyed that they did something earlier, but I forgot what it was. But I know I'm still annoyed. And then Skandia also asks why I don't let Matt. Wow, that's a tongue twister. Why I don't let Matt watch my videos.
You don't?
I don't. I tell him he's not allowed to. I don't know.
He does it in secret and you don't know.
Last night we sat down and watched a bunch of, like, Christopher and Colleen's mm-hmm. vlogs. I don't know. I mean, he's there while I vlog.
Oh, well, he knows your life anyway.
Yeah, he knows my life anyway. I think it's just weird, like, I don't know. I always am like, when Colleen or my parents are like, watch your vlog, I'm like, what? Why? I don't know. It's just I'm one of those people that, like, if I learned a talent, I, like, don't want to show people. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, no, it's fine.
Right.
Like, I play basketball. I'm like, no, you don't have to come watch. It's fine. I don't even need to come watch.
Oh, I love watching you play basketball.
I know. I it's like a weird.
I didn't get to see you this season.
I'm sorry. We have one game left.
When is that? At Christmas time?
It's this Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, can't make it, Rachel.
I know you can't.
Did you schedule that on purpose?
Yes. I scheduled the league. It's our last one. Well, I'm playing next season. You can come next season.
Definitely.
We weren't doing this too hot this season. Our teammates just didn't show up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, people just, it's busy season.
Yeah.
Busy season, you know. Renee asks, are you nervous for Colleen's labor?
No, it's not going to hurt us a bit.
Nope. I'm going to be great. I'm going to feel good. I am nervous that I'm going to have to, like, stay up for, like, 36 hours straight with her. But that's not a big deal, considering what she has to go through. I think everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be wonderful.
She's a great team. We're going to be chill. We're going to make it fun, as mm-hmm. fun as we can. And, you know, if problems arise, you deal with them when they do. But you go in with a, you know.
She's a tough cookie.
Yeah.
She is.
And it's going to be fine. No big deal. I'm excited for the baby to come. And then they're going to have to name it.
Yes.
Because they still don't have a name.
They'll name it one day.
Emily asks if we finished our Christmas shopping yet.
Almost.
I'm almost done. I have most people. I still have to get something for, like, Eric, mm-hmm. Corey.
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I don't have to get for Corey.
Oh.
I'm agreeing if I'm the same as you.
Oh, I thought you were being like, no. No, you don't have to get. I'm sure I got to get something for Corey. And then there's, like, a few, like, cousins I have to get stuff for. But I'm almost done. I've wrapped almost all of them.
Wow.
I'm trying to get. Well, because. Colleen does go into labor. I gotta be ready, and I can't let anything interfere, like Christmas shopping. Callie asks, could, if you could be instantly good at one task, what would it be?
Speaking.
I was going to say learn another language.
Yeah, it would be so
amazing.
Is that
a task?
For some people,
for
it is.
For some people, I want to be able to speak another language.
That
oh, for
great.
Sure. But I don't know. What's a task? Is a task like sewing? What's a task?
A task to me is like taking out the trash or...
Yeah, I'm great at doing that. I don't know. I guess I took it as... Yeah, no, I'm just going to say, I wish I could speak Spanish. That's it. That's all.
Me too.
And the last question is, Mara asks, do you have a useless talent? Yes.
Oh, definitely. I can fold my tongue.
I can put... Yeah.
I can make my eyes jiggly.
Same. Okay. I can touch my tongue to my nose. I can juggle.
Let me see. Why is this not... No God. Way.
Why do you do things when the camera's not on?
Because it's just us.
I know. That's why. But yeah, and I can juggle.
Can you make your finger flat?
Oh,
like
my
that?
God. Mom. Yeah, I...
Oh, you cannot. Oh, you did it. Kind
it's
of. It's a little limpy. There, that.
Yeah,
well,
that
I don't
one
know
works.
We can do that one, but that
I
one.
I don't.
That.
I can't do my ring
We're
fingers.
Bending our fingers at the knuckle, and but keeping...
My dad's laughing at us. It's a great podcast. All these visuals you can't see, just us describing them.
But keeping the top half flat.
What's another useless talent?
We burp very well.
True. I can build magic tricks.
I don't know if that's a talent.
Yeah.
The burping, not the tricks.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a talent. Some people can't burp. JoJo has a hard time burping, and she like wants to be able to burp, and she just like can't.
Oh.
So it's a talent, okay. Guys. Just so you know, I'm talented.
Comes from the depths of your gut. No, that was a little one.
It
Rachel.
Was. I'm sorry. I've disappointed you. All right. I have a sign off. That's it for today, unless you have anything to add, Mom.
I added all my stuff.
It was really great about the Falcons. What, Dad, what are the names?
What are the Falcons we like called?
Peregrine. Falcons.
No, see, he doesn't know either. What is it?
Peregrine.
It's G-R-I-N. Peregrine.
Peregrine Falcons. Peregrine.
Somebody
Not
tell
Falcons.
Us.
Falcons.
Falcons. I don't know why that
like
messed
Falcon
me up.
Punch. Oh,
Falcon the bird.
There's a character in Super Smash Bros. Named Falcon.
I didn't know that. We always
And when
volume.
He does like the huge punch, you know, like his command in Super Smash Bros., he says, Falcon punch! And then like slides across the screen punching.
Okay, I didn't play that game.
You played Super Smash Bros.
Trent, what was my favorite game? Of
Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers 3.
Mario Brothers 3. Gotcha.
Okay. Well, ooh, got me good. I got it. Done deal. All right. I'm going to sign off. I love you guys so much. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there. This is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.